Welcome to Next Day Prep, what we are watching tomorrow. What a Friday! The market absolutely ripped higher after Fed Chair Powell's speech at Jackson Hole.
It was a rocket launch. The Dow Jones didn't just rally, it soared to a new all-time high, closing above 45,600. The S&P 500 came within a few points of its own record. This was the green light the bulls were waiting for.
So break it down for us. What exactly did Powell say that lit such a fire under the market?
It all came down to one key phrase. He said, and I'm quoting here, "With policy in restrictive territory, the baseline outlook and the shifting balance of risks may warrant adjusting our policy stance." The market heard that and immediately priced in a September rate cut.
And the odds for that cut jumped significantly, right?
Absolutely. According to the CME FedWatch tool, the probability of a quarter point cut in September shot up from 75% to over 83%. It was even in the low 90s earlier in the day. That's a massive signal.
But not everyone at the Fed is on the same page. I saw some comments from Cleveland Fed President Beth Hammack that sounded a bit more cautious.
That's a great point, and it's important context. Hammack is still very focused on inflation, saying the Fed is still missing badly on its mandate. But honestly, the market completely shrugged it off. The Powell pivot was the only story that mattered today.
And you could see that risk on appetite everywhere. It wasn't just the big names.
Exactly. This wasn't a narrow rally. Small caps were the real leaders. The Russell 2000 jumped an incredible 3.8%. Home builders, which are super sensitive to interest rates, saw their ETF gain over 5.5%. High beta stocks, consumer discretionary. It was a sea of green.
Speaking of consumer discretionary, Tesla had a monster day.
Oh, it was a huge move for Tesla. Up over 6%, surging right past its 200-day moving average. That's a technically significant level that brings in a lot of buyers. It really helped power the whole sector higher.
So with all that buying, what was the one area that didn't participate?
The only loser on the day was the defensive consumer staples sector, down just a fraction. When you see money flowing out of safe haven stocks and into everything else, it confirms the market's aggressive risk-on mood. The breadth was just fantastic. Advancers outnumbered decliners by nearly 10 to 1 on the NYSE.
Now, amidst all this macro celebration, there was a huge single stock story developing with Nvidia. What's happening there?
This is a critical situation, especially with their earnings coming up next Wednesday. Reports came out that Nvidia has halted production of its H20 AI chip, which was specifically designed for the Chinese market to comply with U.S. export rules.
And this is because of concerns from Beijing, correct?
That's right. China is raising security concerns, alleging potential backdoors in the chips. Now, CEO Jensen Huang has flatly denied this, but it's created a major roadblock. This is a huge market for them, and they already took a $4.5 billion charge on unsellable inventory last quarter.
So what's their next move?
Their pivot is to a new chip, the B30A, based on their more advanced Blackwell architecture. They're trying to get U.S. approval to export this one to China. It's an attempt to thread the needle, offer a compliant, higher-performance chip to Chinese customers without violating U.S. restrictions. But it's all up in the air.
That's a ton of uncertainty heading into their earnings report on August 27th. That's going to be a must-watch event.
Without a doubt, the entire semiconductor space and the broader market will be hanging on their guidance for the China situation.
All right, let's get tactical. The market has a green light from the Fed. What setups are you watching that could benefit from this momentum? Let's start with continuation plays.
Okay, for continuation, I'm watching names that are already showing strength. First up is AMD. It's got strong bullish sentiment and increasing volume. It's holding a key support level around $167. I'm looking for a potential push towards 170, maybe even 170 and a quarter. A stop just below 166.50 makes sense to manage risk.
Got it. AMD showing relative strength. What else is on your continuation radar?
Salesforce, ticker CRM. It's been in a consistent uptrend with nice volume spikes. It's consolidating just under $250. If it can clear that psychological level, there's room to run. I'd watch for an entry near the 248 support area for a good risk-reward setup.
Okay, so those are the leaders. What about anticipation setups? Stocks that are coiling and might be ready to break out.
For anticipation, I'm looking at the healthcare space, specifically Eli Lilly, ticker LLY. The stock is consolidating nicely around the $710 level. It's building a base here. If it can get a surge of volume, a breakout move towards 715 and then 717 is definitely in the cards.
I like that. A big pharma name with a clear technical pattern. One more for us?
Let's look at ServiceNow, ticker NOW. This is a tech name that's been showing rising volume with steady upward price action. It's testing resistance right around $890. A clean break above that level could trigger a quick move toward $895 or even $900.
Excellent. So wrapping up, Friday's message was clear. Powell gave the bulls the green light and they floored it. What's the key takeaway for traders heading into next week?
The takeaway is that the trend is your friend. And right now, it's pointed firmly up. But don't get complacent. Watch the key resistance levels on the indices, around 646 on the SPY and 573 on the QQQ, and be prepared for volatility. We have a packed earnings calendar, with NVIDIA's report on Wednesday being the main event that could easily shift the entire market sentiment.
Stay nimble, respect the trend, and watch the big reports. Great advice. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks for tuning in to Next Day Prep. We'll see you tomorrow.